I'm a fairly typical Johnson County resident. I was born in Sheridan County, but I've lived on a ranch most of my life. From the first grade until I graduated from high school, I lived on the Haley Ranch, which is about 6 miles from Buffalo. It was one of the old historical ranches in the county. And my dad was an immigrant from Russia, so he was a farmer rancher. And I lived there with my two sisters and my parents. After high school, I signed up to become an emergency teacher.
And how old were you?
I was 17. There was a shortage of teachers. I had intended to go to college that fall. My sister had gone to Colorado Women's College, and we were both going the following fall. However, my little brother, who is much younger than us, died right before I graduated from high school. And my sister said, "We can't leave my parents and both go off to college. Let's teach." So I said, okay. So I went to the University of Wyoming for 3 months and became a 90-day wonder. That's what we called ourselves. And my sister was overqualified because she had been to college for a year, and she taught in Sheridan County at UCross. And I got dead horse with the two Jones kids. Tom was 14, Martha was 13, I was 17. So it was a group of teenagers out there in the Dead Horse School District, running things and going to school. In the classroom, they were so good. They did just what they were told. We had a very scheduled day, but the minute we got out of the schoolhouse, we were really three kids. But I was 45 miles from town on a two-track gravel and dirt road, and when I crossed Powder River, I had to open 7 wire gates and close them before I got to the Jones Ranch. And Harry and Dorothy were the parents. My schoolhouse was a hand-hewn log cabin, probably about 10 by 12, and it was also my bedroom.
Had it been on the ranch for a while?
A long time. And it's still there because Tommy treasures it, and he keeps it tacked together. My parents, if I wanted to come to town, had to drive clear out to Powder River and Dead Horse to get me and bring me back. So my dad got me a secondhand car. It was kind of a watery blue old Chevy with real fat fenders. And it ran for a while. I remember one trip, I was going down Schoonover Road, and a deer was standing by the fence. And I stopped, and the deer kind of looked like, "Come on over," so I did. And it was obviously a pet.
Oh.
And then I realized it was hunting season. And that worried me, so I got in my suitcase, and I had some red silk underpants. So I put one leg hole over this horn and one leg hole over the other horn. So then the deer had this bright red, shiny band across its forehead, horn to horn. And I was hoping that would save it. Well, later I heard that the Christians had a pet deer that came home with a pair of underpants on its head. And everyone wondered whose pants those were. I never said a word, you know, that'd be so embarrassing.
It would be really embarrassing my mother. 14 or 17
yeah.
Years old.
Yeah, but I hope I saved that deer for a time. My husband later said that the winter of 49 came on New Year's Eve, and that it lasted 45 days, and the coldest temperature was 55 below. Oh, well, it certainly hit the Jones Ranch big time. My first memory was Harry knocking on my school door in the morning saying, "Teach, don't open your door. It's packed with snow." And so between the screen and the main door, the storm had filled the whole area. And the night before had been cold, so I put a hot bottle in my bed. So while he was shoveling snow, I reached down between the wall and the bed, and my hot bottle was frozen hard as a rock. And that's when the winter of 49 started. And then there were no trips to town. There was no mail. There was no telephone. There was no more driving around. We spent all our evenings around the kitchen table. I had one real bugaboo, and that was Tom. even in the house after supper, he would pick on me until we'd be wrestling at the doorway between the kitchen and the bedroom. I would be so mad at him. The grin would never go off his face. I would twist his arm, and the parents would just sit there, which was wonderful. I mean, they never interfered with this, and I wish they would.
Yeah.
It would make me so mad. But anyway, that's just what we did, you know.
Was he bigger than you were?
Yes, he was bigger. They were both really cute. They both had red hair, freckles, grin all the time. Tommy always was grinning. And this was all in good sport. I had to be a good sport, and it wasn't fun, but it was very annoying to me. We had official recess right on time, but it got kind of boring. So one time we decided, let's shoot cats at recess, because the father the day before said, I have too many cats. Well, we didn't ask Harry about it. If we had asked him, he probably said okay, because three kids and one gun with a single shot, .22, he probably figured everything was pretty safe. However, much to our great surprise, after hunting all fall and never hitting anything, Tommy killed a cat.
Oh.
And the reality of it was really something. Tom just kind of freaked out. He wasn't sure he killed the cat. Then he thought he saw the cat here and there. Then he wondered if the cat was a ghost. So Martha and I thought, you know, it's time to get Tommy. Me for the wrestling, her because he hogged the gun all the time. So we found the frozen cat, which was in the shape of a sort of a hump, like when a cat hisses and is mad at you. And we cleaned the cat off. And we propped it up under his shed so it looked like it was standing up. And then we put our plan into action. It just went perfect. We were having supper and it got dark. And I excused myself to go to the outhouse. And pretty soon I came running back in and said, Tom, Martha, I saw the cat. It ran under the shed. And man, Martha grabbed the flashlight. She knew just what to do. And she and Tom went tearing out of the house. Laid down on their stomach, flashed that light under the shed, and she flashed it over that cat. And Tom just stayed for a second. And he was just terrified. He ran back in the house, started talking to his parents, and he was obviously really disturbed. He was pretty sure he had killed the cat, but all this while, he kind of wished he hadn't, and he kind of thought he saw it. And this confirmed to him that all his fears and superstitions were real.
Yeah.
So Martha and I confessed because nobody would have gotten any sleep that night.
Wow.
You know, he was so disturbed about that cat. Well, that ended that type of recess activity.